Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring that turn from green to that harvest honey.
It's the American Family Farmer once again on the air with a welcome in this week to KXEL, which is at 1540 AM. They've added the American Family Farmer to their lineup. It's kind of cool that we have as many of these stations. This is a big station, 50,000 watt station, which covers pretty much all of Iowa. And so that's cool. Thank you very much, KXEL. Along for the ride, some people will be happy, some people will not be happy with the presentation of information and opinions. The aim of this program, for those of you who are new to it, is to help the family farmer. We're not talking about agribusinesses. We're not talking about big sponsors. We're not talking about the people and the companies that are trying to control the food system. We're trying to help out family farmers with ideas, suggestions, what's going on in the family farmer community, that sort of thing. That's why we are here. I start each program with 5 or 6 minutes worth of news that I think applies to the family of small farmers. And so I look at this information from the Minnesota Farm Bureau. I get these press releases from a lot of stuff because I belong to the Farm Bureau. The American Farm Bureau Federation. I belong to the National Farmers Union. All of the information I get from them helps me to put together my thoughts and the things that I want to pass along to you. So in Minnesota, applications are being accepted for the Farm Bureau's Sesquicentennial Farm Program. Sesquicentennial, for those of you who don't know, is 1.5 centuries, 150 years. So to qualify, the farms have to be 150 years old, verified by land records, owned by the same family for the 150 years. And continually, the family has to reside or to have reside on the farm. The farm has to be at least 50 acres currently involved in agricultural production. Minnesota Sesquicentennial Farms will get a certificate signed by the governor, the ag commissioner, the president of the Farm Bureau, and a sign verifying the farm is 150 years old. This is important for family farms and farmers, I think, because it's important to recognize, to commemorate, if you will, 150 years of the same ownership, family farm ownership in the same farm. So congratulations to the Farm Bureau and the people who are focused on getting these farms recognized. The deadline for the applications, by the way, if you're listening, we have 4 or 5 stations in Minnesota. It's March the 6th. My feeling is that most people in Minnesota who are farming know about this, but other states do not. I'd like to have other states, New York, New England states, people, you know, any of the mature states that are ag producing all across the upper Midwest, all of them should have this same kind of recognition for farms that have been in families for 150 years. I think they're right on the right path, frankly. All right, here's some news not so good. Frederick County, Maryland, sheriff there warning people about a crime ring operating in the area and targeting farms. There have been 16 incidents in the past month. Groups of men and women approaching farmhouses claiming they want to buy milk or eggs. The sheriff is warning people about this crime ring. There have been at least, as I said, I think, 16 incidents. The sheriff says one or two suspects distract the homeowner while another person goes through the back door to rob them. Nobody is home. They force their way in, and they're stealing valuables. As we know, what happens on the farm, most of the people that are on the farm, the family farms, are out working. Most of them are not home. They're out doing whatever needs to be done on the farm, husband, wife, children, And so this is something to be on the lookout for or be aware of, I guess. One of the things that I'm finding very distracting, we're talking about this a lot as we move into the business of what we're going to do in the new farm bill. The National Black Farmers Association is speaking to and about Joe Biden because they feel he has not taken a firm enough stand against the Russians and the Chinese when it comes to buying farmland. Never mind the balloons. What about the farmland that they're buying up? The practice needs to be banned, says this gentleman, his name is John Boyd Jr., President of National Black Farmers Association. He said, quote, "Farmers are facing, especially members of our organization, we're facing extinction. China has been doing more than flying balloons. They're buying farmland, American farmland. It ought to be illegal for China to buy farmland in the United States. My question is, why isn't it? This gentleman is right. I thought this was taken care of last year by the Congress. At least the House of Representatives came forth to push this bill through, but apparently it didn't get through the Senate. So now we've got all of this stuff, the Chinese buying farmland. We have high costs of inflation, diesel fuel. Bought any of that lately? Good God. Fertilizer, tripled in expense, seeds. And that's all in part because of the four or five big, huge agribusinesses that are controlling a lot of the agricultural climate, even though 96% of the farms in America still are run and owned by family farmers. You listen to, for example, Joe Biden's State of the Union address. He didn't say anything that had any focus on farmland or food. Nothing. Nada. Zero. And this guy, and because what's going on in Ukraine is affecting the price of equipment, affecting the price of infrastructure, affecting the price of what we're getting for our grain. In a manner of speaking, there may be some good news there because our grain is selling because the Ukrainians don't have any grain to sell. Interesting to see whether or not when Biden comes back from his trip to Ukraine this week, is there any news about what American farmers are going to be able to do in that construct. So at any rate, I'm all with John Boyd, who says no more selling any land to the Chinese, the Russians, or actually foreigners in general shouldn't be allowed to buy our farmland. That's my strong feeling about it. So what's yours? You can respond to us. Just go to AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com and send us a note. In a moment, we're going to meet Renee King Sonnen, who runs the Rowdy Girls Sanctuary. We'll find out what that is all about. There's a new documentary about that farm, so we'll dig into that as we continue this week on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with some cool advice from the folks at Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. I got a couple of notes this week. For whatever the reason, I hit a note, if that's what you want to call it, about this company that is producing Calotren. This is the only weight loss formula that is all natural. Everything else has drugs in it. It has stimulants in it. You don't want that. The doctor and the nurses that put this formula together realized that back in 1997. So when they decided to create this drug-free, stimulant-free weight loss product, they knew that it would be safe for everybody to take. Whether you're on medication or not, doesn't make any difference. They tested it. They put it through trials. They did case studies. And so now we've got something that frankly has helped millions of people. I'm thankful to be able to tell you this story. You can call. Just go to TopLoss.com and get the phone number. You can call in there and get a counselor to help you through your weight loss progress. They'll help you understand how to use the product and how you can be a much better person, feeling much better because you're at the right weight. Let's do it the natural way if we're going to do it. Go to TopLoss.com. When you check out after you decide to use the product, use the discount code Doug for 3 months free and also for free shipping. That's Calotren, the only weight loss product that's all natural. Find it at toploss.com.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Back on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with Renee King Sonnen, who runs the Rowdy Girls Sanctuary. I remember having you on the program a year or so ago, and I know that we were pretty excited about the message that you had. Now, there is a documentary about the Rowdy Girl experience, right? About the Barrett Farm transitioning from an industrial chicken farm to a state-of-the-art mushroom farm. So we're going to, as you know, having been here before, I explained this, Renee, the reason we have this program is to help people come up with ideas on how to enhance their family farm experience, how to make it more successful. This is certainly a very interesting development. So why would you move from the chicken farm, the chicken business, to growing and selling exotic mushrooms? Was this an economic decision?
Well, the Rowdy Girl film is not all about that. The Rowdy Girl film does feature the chicken farm that we're transitioning to a mushroom farm over in Wicks, Arkansas. And I didn't just one day wake up and say, oh, God, you know, I think I want to transition a chicken farm that has 420,000 square foot, you know, poultry barns into a mushroom farm. I think that'd be something I want to do and tackle today. Somebody reached out to me pretty much pleading and begging me to help them because they had seen our story, the Rowdy Girl story that, you know, has gone viral on multiple platforms, you know, around the world. And, you know, when a cattle rancher transitions, you know, it makes the news. I don't know, man. It's just like, wow. But this farm reached out to me frantic because they had a change of heart. It took them a while. They did it first for health reasons and because their health improved drastically.
Hold that thought, Renee. We'll get to some of the particulars about the documentary and what's going on the farm as we continue this week on the American Family Farmer Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Here we are back again. This is the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen, with Renee King Sonnen, who runs this sanctuary. We need to go back because that's why you were here before, talking about your sanctuary, the animals that you had saved. I don't know that we talked too much about the chicken farm, but I do know that we have a lot of, and you did. I think that was my attraction to you and your story because you're doing a lot of the same things that I do on my farm, saving mostly cattle, it looks like, from a fate worse than death, which is literally and figuratively what's going on. You have profiles of all of these animals. So how is that being affected or impacted, Renee, by this move to go to mushrooming from your chicken farm?
Well, the chicken farm is in Arkansas. We're in Texas. And so the chicken farm in Arkansas, they were producing 100,000 chickens every 52 days. And so imagine a world where these buildings are completely retrofitted and we're creating a state-of-the-art model so they can be producing 100,000 pounds of mushroom every 52 days. I mean, that's the reality of what we are projecting. The building, you know, we do have one building completely built out, and it is producing mushrooms, the oyster mushrooms, lion mane. And you know, I also was able to help them, you know, with not only philanthropy, but also, you know, investment. A lot of business investors, not a lot, but a small group, got involved. And so now the farm is, you know, is 100% protected. All the cows were saved, 240 of them. And, you know, it's just my life work. You know, we're creating a model right now. You know, it's not like I'm asking for every chicken farmer in the world to call me and I'll tell you how we're doing this. We're in the middle of R&D. We are in the middle of creating a model because the current farm bill, as I heard you talking about just a while ago, there is no money in place for farmers that want to transition out of animal ag. So I'm actually going to D.C. the first week of March to meet with the Senate Ag Committee regarding the farm bill and how we might help.
Well, you touch a nerve with me because, as usual, the people in the ag, the so-called ag states, who have huge contributions for their reelection campaigns from the four or five big agribusinesses, and I'm talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars raised by each of these outfits, so that the farm bill would be steering in the same direction that it has. There's one problem with that. People like you and me are sick of it because the money never trickles down to the people that need it. It goes to all of these big agribusinesses that don't need it at all. They don't even deserve it. So you doing that,
right on,
I think is very important. I think there probably are some other people I'm even thinking about. I had an approval to grow cannabis on my farm, which I never really wanted to do because I don't like it, but it was a way for me to pay off my mortgage. And so now maybe I'm thinking with other people that are listening about exotic mushrooms, if there's a market for it, where are they grown around the country? Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit with you. And I want to kind of clarify something about the farms that you own and run. So hold on a second. I don't want people to be confused. I want them to understand what's going on. Renee King Sonnen is here, the founder and the director of the Rowdy Girl Sanctuary, doing other things on another farm that is very much of note. Stand by. We continue with another half hour of this week's American Family Farmer. Kaiser from the Center for Native Grassland Management. We're discussing native grasses. I don't think I've ever thought about it this way, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on. I wonder whether the average person who's growing, who's doing either beef or dairy, who needs grasses, whether they have even thought about the things that come to that are native to their area versus what they can buy from the seed companies that, again, are controlled by, for the most part, 80% of the seeds that we buy, no matter what they're used for, come from these four huge agribusinesses, including ChemChina. Why anybody would want to buy anything from those people remains a mystery to me. But I guess when we talk about switchgrass, I'm thinking about what I have. A lot of the hay fields, I've got 480 acres or so that I do in hay every year. And I was, you know, the things that we're going to plant in the 37 acres I got to plant in the next week or so, I was thinking about the bags of seed, where they came from. I pay more attention to the corn seed that I plant because I...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Georgia is marking the anniversary of the Ahmaud Arbery shooting. It was 3 years ago on February 23rd. The 25-year-old black man was running through a Glenn County neighborhood when he was killed by three white men who thought he was a burglar. All three were convicted of murder. Today, an event will be held in Atlanta to remember Arbery. The CDC now recommends the Mpox or monkeypox vaccine for adults at risk in cases of future outbreaks. Independent advisors said after last year's epidemic, those who are prone to contracting the virus should get the two-dose shot. The U.S. began using the vaccine for the first time last summer after the White House declared a public health emergency. Tesla is moving back to California. On Wednesday, Elon Musk was joined by California Governor Gavin Newsom in a press conference where he announced the plan. Tesla's global engineering headquarters, currently situated in Austin, Texas, will be moving to Palo Alto. Julio Flores, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, here we are, second half hour. Our guest is the founder of the Rowdy Girls Sanctuary, which is in part the story, part of the reason she's here, but more we're talking about. Now, this chicken farm that you owned in the other state, was you, so you had two farms that you are operating. Am I right in, hearing
that? Let me make sure that I'm real clear that I don't own that farm. I am... I'm also the founder of the Rancher Advocacy Program, which is a program of Rowdy Girl. And yep. I am an advocate for farmers that are seeking help to get out of the rat race, if you will, right. of animal agriculture and do something different. So the Barrett Farm is one of those farms. I do not own it. A foundation that supports our work, that believes in our work, is behind it.
All right. So that would be something, again, the foundation, are these people that were farmers, they want to see farmers survive, or somebody that knows you, trusts you, and likes the way you think and the way you do your farming?
Somebody that knows us, trusts me, and 100% believes in the messaging, and the reach that we've managed to accomplish because of our transition story from a cattle ranch to a vegan farm sanctuary. I mean, it's it was quite the novelty when I transitioned eight, nine years ago. And right. when it went viral on CBS Evening News, it just started circulating everywhere, and one thing led to the other, and we attracted major funding to help us get off the ground.
So now there's a film, if I'm understanding it correctly, about the Barrett Farm, the transition that you were discussing. Is that what the film about that,
no.
or is it about
no,
the sanctuary?
No, the film is not quote unquote about the Barrett Farm. It is, they're featured in there. We do talk about it, but the name of the film is Rowdy Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so the film is actually about, the workings of what has gone and what goes on behind the scenes of my activism, my boots on the ground work with farmers and ranchers, and, not only the Barretts, but other farmers and ranchers too are in the documentary that I talked to, because there's many cattle ranchers that work with us. They donate to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that surrender animals to us because, you know, all cattle ranchers that I know inevitably have a cow or some cows that they consider their pets and they would never send them to slaughter.
Right.
Sometimes they are faced with a decision, you know, that they have to do something because those cows are at risk of being slaughtered. Like, for instance, the drought. They can't afford to feed them for whatever reason. And so I get these calls from cattle ranchers or their wives. And so I have many relationships with ranchers like that that have animals right here that we've rescued. And they come and visit, and they donate to us.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of what I do on my farm. As a matter of fact, just before I started talking to you, I was back and forth on an email with a lady who has a wonderful, she's taken such great care of this Holstein steer. And now she can't afford to do it anymore, and she heard about me, so she sent me a note and said, would I be able to save this 3.5-year-old steer? And I said, yeah, absolutely, because that's kind of what I do the same. That's where you and I.
Yeah, if you have any, if I could reach out to you sometime and get help for some of these people that call me, that would be great.
Well, I think that's what we have to help each other, and this is the way we have, in doing that, we help the animals. As well, some of you can't save them all, but you can save some.
Right.
And so it's like when I've never slaughtered an animal. I've been milking cows. I've been around cows all my life. I've never sent one to slaughter. I don't believe in it. There are people who look at me like I've got two heads. My friend, the cattle dealer, who's been buying and selling my cows for 50 some odd years, looks at me like I've got two heads. When I say, all right, I'm going to keep that cow because I don't want her to be slaughtered. Well, she's big. She's worth $2,000. No, that's not, I don't want to do that. So, you know, unfortunately, I have the ability to do it. As I say, you can't do it for all of them, but you can do it for some of them. And there are a few of us around that have been able to do this. And it changes, you know, I guess the cow that you started with was called Rowdy Girl. Right? That's the cow you started with. And that's what changed you, it would seem, in your operation, right?
Yeah, she is the catalyst for everything. And, you know, a lot of people think I'm Rowdy Girl because, you know, I am a rowdy girl.
Yes, you are.
A lot of people think I'm Rowdy Girl, but, you know, Rowdy Girl and I are kind of,
one and the same.
We got a symbiotic relationship.
Exactly.
One and the same. I don't even know where she ends or I begin because I really do believe that, you know, just like you can learn to speak Chinese, you can learn to speak Italian, you can learn to speak Spanish, you can learn to understand these languages, maybe not speak it. I have learned to understand the language of bovine. And I understand them, and they understand me. And I literally understand and have connections with them. And that might be strange to some people, but, you know, just like if you were sitting here speaking Italian to me, you know, I may not understand you, but somebody that understands the language would. I understand the language of the bovine, and they are teaching me things that I feel responsible to communicate.
Well, one of the things that I think is important to understand, and maybe a lot of conventional farmers don't get it because cows are just a commodity for them. When you go by and you see in your state of Texas or in New Mexico, Arizona, California, all these big factory farms that have thousands and thousands and thousands of cows, and they get about half the life out of them that we do in terms of lactation, and they just, they grow them two or three lactations, and then they kill them. And that's the end of it for them. They don't think anything more about it. But I think here we can learn a lesson from the Indians. I'm talking about the Indians in the country of India, and what the sort of solemnness, the way cows are worshipped, because there is this connection that most people don't feel. I get you, and I get this because I get cows. And so I don't know how I got them. I didn't go to school to learn how to think and speak cow, but I can have a cow look at me, and I can look at a cow, and I get, what they're talking about or what they're thinking. And so anyway, it's just kind of cool. So there's a screening of this movie that's taking place this week. That's why we're talking to you. What will we learn from the movie, the Rowdy Girl film? It's a documentary.
The filmmaker, director, and producer Jason Goldman followed me around for almost 3 years. He came and he would just stay here with us for a week at a time. He filmed us in a way that was very observational.
Mm-hmm.
And what you'll learn is the backstory of the Rowdy Girl mission. You will see me as raw as anything. There is no music in the film. The entire soundtrack is the animals and my communication to cattle ranchers, to others that are surrendering their animals that aren't a vegan, that want to keep their animals from going to slaughter. You'll learn, I was starting a relationship with a cattle rancher family, Cindy and Richard Traylor, that was just having this epiphany and bawling and crying on the phone because they were having this awakening, and you'll hear that.
Yeah.
You will hear me talking even about religion, and a lot of people think we're given rights to eat animals by God. So I delve into that some, and it's just and I talk about my past. I talk about some of the real hard things that happened to me that have made me the kind of woman I am today, that has such perseverance, determination, and strength despite all odds.
Yep.
I'm the kind of girl that would take a bullet in the street for my cause. And so I don't shirk at all that. And all of that is easily perceived in the film. And it is a private screening. You have to register. And when you register, you become a subscriber, because only subscribers can see this viewing. It will not be live streamed. It will not be recorded, because we are in the midst of being, sold to global and American markets in major film festivals. So, you're going to get a chance to see something like a sneak peek into a film that is going to really track.
Yep. All right. We're talking to Renee King Sonnen, the film about the Rowdy Girl Sanctuary. And then there's the second story that we're telling about the mushroom farm transitioning. There are lots of transitions going on in American agriculture with American family farms. And this is a couple of examples. These are examples of things that have been done successfully by one person. Maybe it wouldn't work for you, but it's an idea. We continue on the American Family Farm in a moment. Here's a thought about you and your well-being. If you're sleeping well, great. If you aren't sleeping well, perhaps you should acquaint yourself with the MyPillow 2.0, a brand new pillow from MyPillow. Everything you could ever want in a pillow. MyPillow started 20 years ago, so now MyPillow 2.0 has grown up, if you will. It's got a new patent. It has new features. It has new fabric. It's new. It's a new pillow. It's the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. So, MyPillow 2.0, the folks at MyPillow want to expose you to it, so there's a BOGO deal going on right now. Buy one of these MyPillow 2.0s and get one free. Promo code DS at MyPillow.com. Get the greatest and the latest 60-day money-back guarantee. If you don't like them, you send them back, get your money back. There's nobody else making pillows that's doing that, so get at it. They don't get any better than this. MyPillow 2.0, the best pillow ever. Enter promo code DS to get your MyPillow.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
All right, we got a minute or so left with Renee King Sonnen. You can go to rowdygirlsanctuary.org and see the story about her and the film and other things that they are connected to. This is something that I would think that the FFH and the 4-H ought to be all over this with youngsters that are coming up in farming. Are they?
They are. I have over 30 surrendered animals here from FFA. I get calls every single week for families that have epiphanies. And we have a program called Families Choosing Compassion. When they surrender their animals here, their so-called project animals that they don't want to send to slaughter, they then get to come here and spend the rest of their lives with these animals, yes.
Well, I wish you well. Again, the film, you can check on the film, see if you can become a subscriber to see the private screening this week. Rowdy Girls Sanctuary, Rowdy Girls, plural, rowdygirlsanctuary.org. Thank you, Renee. Good luck. Appreciate you being here on the American Family Farmer.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And y'all follow us in our journey to D.C. too, because we are doing everything we can to change that farm bill.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's something I want, I'll grow my own. Yeah, all I need is G-O-D to play out the scene.
53 past the hour now. Doug Steffen here with the American Family Farmer. This is my time during each of our visits for me to express myself, although I'm not shy in retiring during the course of conversations that I have with guests or when I'm doing the news at the first part of the program. I'll often throw in some thoughts that I have, but this portion is specifically aimed at dealing with an issue that farmers, family farmers have, and what I think maybe you ought to do about it. And certainly the stress on the farm, coping with that stress. A lot of people are learning about this. The suicide rate on farms is astronomical. There's only one group that has a larger stress rate than we do on the farm, and that's men and women who come back from being in the theater of war, stresses that are brought about that are not being dealt with by the government. Well, here's another example. Not that it should be the government's job, but there's so much money, again, back to the farm bill, being spent, wasted, frittered away because the big ag people want all of it for themselves, greedy SOBs that they are. So there was a workshop that was held recently called Helping Farmers Cope with Stress and Anxiety. It was actually at the American Farm Bureau Federation's annual convention last month. There was a discussion on how farmers are coping or not with the ongoing anxiety they face. People who want to keep the farm going, but they're being pushed and chased by big ag who wants to buy their land, put them out of business so they can control it all. And most of the family farmers that I know, 60-some-odd percent of them, want to stay on the farm and keep their families involved in the farm and tell, not to put too delicate or an indelicate face on it, to tell big ag to go screw. They don't want anything to do, but yet they're faced with it with buying fertilizer that's controlled by these big ag companies, seeds, all of the components that we have. It's hard for us to control our destiny anymore. And that's one of the reasons that they have this problem. In Georgia, they have the Rural Health Innovation Center, which is aimed at helping retired farmers who still have financial burdens with dealing with that stress. And then, of course, there's the succession planning that becomes difficult for many if they keep the farm, something happens to the farmer, farmer's wife, and there's no succession plan, the land gets sold to pay the taxes, which is another outrage. There's so damn many outrages. There really are. There's so many things that are aimed at putting the agricultural institution that we know as the family farm out of business. Even though 96% of the farms are owned by families, that doesn't mean that they're making money. Most of them are not. I've talked to a number of farm women who are married to men who just don't know what to do with their lives. They're sick. They're stressed. They can't balance their work life with what's going on at home because work is everything. The farm is everything. It's a lifestyle. That's what I've said since I was a youngster. It is a lifestyle. It's not a job. And so a lot of farmers who they've gotten into it, they borrowed money, and then there are situations that exist that keep them from being able to pay back the farm and the money. I've had that experience in my life, too. Deep depression, when you're all alone like that, trying to figure out how you're going to survive. I've been fortunate. I had friends that helped me when I needed it. And I guess maybe that's what we have to do. We can't depend on the government that wants to be involved and measure everything that we do, like that damn census that we were asked to fill out. It's like you have to make a career out of filling out the page after page after page after page of a lot of the nonsense that's in there that they already know, and yet they still want you to do this sort of thing, and then they'll have somebody analyze it. How about you spend the money instead of analyzing all that? Well, they can say, well, we know how to distribute the funds. No, you don't. You give the funds to the same people under the same circumstances year after year after year, because the farm bill isn't really aimed at helping the family farmer. Anyway, I'm really off on my toot now. But as Renee said during the interview, the substantive discussions as to what goes into the farm bill are being held now. So if you're in a farm state or you want to touch base with your congressman or your senator, you should be telling them what you think needs to be done. And in a sentence, it's forget about the big agribusinesses. They don't need the government's help. How about you focus on the family farmers? 96% of farming in America is done by us. That's what you tell your representatives and senators. Doug Steffen here with my thoughts on this week's American Family Farm.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvae heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvae heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvae heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunnyvae heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunnyvae.